for the very same reason that the United States has gotten involved in situations in Yemen and Somalia and Pakistan. The U.S. is now entering into what's happening in this Western African nation. Okay, so this is Mali. The reason to stop Al-Qaeda. Here's what Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta said just yesterday. Here you go. We have a responsibility to go after Al-Qaeda wherever they are. We have a responsibility to make sure that Al-Qaeda does not establish a base for operations in North Africa and Mali, end quote. A rebel group has been aligning with Al-Qaeda to try to take over the government here, and they have been gaining territory. And this is why we mentioned France a moment ago. This is why France has entered the conflict, actually putting up to 800 troops on the ground to keep the capital city from rebel control. The United States plans to assist French operations, and here's one more reason why you should watch what's happening in Mali and the developments there, because more of your tax dollars may be going there.
The funding mechanism for the UN mission is still being worked out, but we are assuming that the U.S. will be asked to contribute significantly, as we did to the Somalia operation. So to get a jump on that, we are using some of our existing funding that we already have in the budget, and we'll be going to the Congress for additional funding over the coming days.
Chris Lawrence, let me go to you at the Pentagon, because